This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Human Rights Watch is warning that warlords in Afghanistan are threatening the democratic process, and it says they could undermine presidential elections being held on October 9th. Today, the human rights group released a report called The Rule of the Gun. That report says local leaders are using force, threats, and harassment to dominate the election process. And it says there are not many international observers available to monitor the voting. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Kabul, and we go to him now. Philip, this report appears to suggest that Afghans may not have elections in the sense that Westerners understand them anyway.
Yes, indeed. And it points out that most Afghans actually see warlordism as their main worry. This is interesting because international attention has largely been on the attempts to disrupt the electoral process by the Taliban and other militants who've killed scores of aid workers and election workers in the south and southeast of the country. But this report says that local strongmen are stifling legitimate political activity to such a degree that some potential leaders in this country, including women, have opted out or are highly restricted in their political activities because they're afraid for their lives. It also says that voters in many rural areas have already been told by warlords and regional commanders how to vote. And given the general political repression in Afghanistan, it says, and the unfamiliarity also with democratic processes, they are likely to obey, it says.
You said that people are being intimidated to vote a certain way. Isn't there supposed to be a secret ballot when these elections are held?
There is indeed supposed to be a secret ballot, but this is the first time there's been a national election in Afghanistan. And the population has a large section of it, which is highly uneducated and impoverished, and its knowledge of its electoral rights are limited. And one of the criticisms that Human Rights Watch makes is that not enough's being done to educate them about what their rights actually will be in this election.
President Bush has been saying in campaign speeches that 10 million Afghans are registered to vote in spite of all the difficulties there. Is that an accurate number?
Well, it's now believed, according to Human Rights Watch, to be a significantly inaccurate number, and that there's been widespread multiple registration by voters. It points out that Afghan and international officials have been talking about 40% of registered voters, for instance, being women, which, of course, is very important in the Afghan context, where there's been long been repression of women, but that ignores the likelihood that tens of thousands of women have been registered more than once.
Now, one other thing, Philip. The favorite in this election is the incumbent president, Hamid Karzai, who was installed with the help of the United States. What is the U.S. doing to help keep him in office after the election?
Well, there's been allegations from several candidates that the U.S. is interfering in the electoral process. They say that the American ambassador, Zalmay Khalilzad, has been pressuring some candidates to withdraw or to support Karzai. The ambassador denies this. In fact, speaking in Washington yesterday, he said that the U.S. wasn't interested in the result, but in the process. He did, however, also acknowledge that intimidation by warlords, the subject of the Human Rights Watch report, could affect the vote. But he pointed out that there is a need for patience, as the reconstruction process in Afghanistan will take years.
NPR's Philip Reeves is in Kabul, Afghanistan. Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.